Composting food scraps keeps waste out of landfills and reduces greenhouse gas emissions. As WAMU's Jacob Fenston tells us, D.C. is helping residents get started composting at home with a new program offering rebates and free classes.
When I met Catherine Plume at her house in Petworth, right away she introduced me to her pets in a box by the front door. She says they're the perfect pet.
They don't require walks, and I feed them about once a week.
They're a little picky, but they love fresh fruit.
Apple cores and mangoes, fruit like that. They don't like the citrus.
If you haven't guessed, her pets are worms, hundreds of squirming red wigglers living in a box in her foyer, devouring her apple cores and pooping out high-quality compost. Plume is a waste reduction consultant, vice chair of the D.C. chapter of the Sierra Club, and a longtime composter. In addition to the worms, she also has millions of microscopic pets in the backyard.
And this is where everything else goes.
Microorganisms in her backyard compost bin devour whatever the picky worms in the house won't. Between the worms, the backyard bin, and recycling, Plume says she doesn't put much in the trash. That's the goal of D.C.'s new home composting program, to cut down on waste by creating more home composters like Plume. D.C. Councilmember Mary Che is behind the legislation passed last year that created the new rebate program.
Homes are the single largest source of food waste. Residences.
Che says D.C. has made a lot of progress on environmental issues, from clean energy to green buildings. But in terms of composting and recycling, the district is way behind neighboring jurisdictions and other big cities, even though a lot of residents are eager to keep their waste out of landfills.
There is a clamor among residents. They want to do more. They need us to help them do more.
We do have gloves if anybody wants to do this.
On a recent Saturday, about two dozen people showed up for the first free composting workshop through the new program. When the workshop was first announced, it filled up in just 6 hours.
Oh, and this is typical. This is a cantaloupe.
Brenda Platt is one of the people teaching the workshop. She's showing the group a worm bin in action. She pulls out something paper thin, translucent, and covered with veins, all that's left of a cantaloupe rind.
Oh, wow.
It's literally all gone except for this web-like vine that will eventually disappear too.
The worms were hungry. For most of us, disposing of something means tossing it in a trash can. Later, it magically disappears. But with composting, you're literally getting your hands dirty processing your own waste in your backyard or in the worm bin in your foyer. Here's Brenda Platt.
It is very different than just putting your trash out and having it supposedly go away. There is no way. Landfills pollute, trash incinerators pollute, and in D.C., that's where our trash goes.
Food scraps and other organics account for about one-third of waste generated in the city. Platt says composting could keep thousands of tons of material out of landfills.
When food waste goes into a landfill in anaerobic, which means starved oxygen conditions, it produces methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas.
More than 80 times more potent than carbon in terms of warming the earth.
But when we convert that food waste by mixing it with the right recipe, with other things like leaves, and we produce compost and we add it to soil, it draws down carbon from the atmosphere and sequesters that carbon in the soil.
Not only does composting cut methane emissions and take carbon out of the atmosphere, it also makes soil more productive, reducing the need for chemical fertilizers. People who attended the compost workshop are now eligible for a rebate of up to $75 to buy a composter. After the workshop, attendee Lauren Kovach told me she's been using a homemade worm bin with limited success. Now, with help from the city, she can buy a better one.
I need to go home and I need to harvest my worms and I need to put them in a better home because I've been torturing them.
D.C. has an ambitious waste reduction goal. By 2032, the city wants to divert 80% of the waste produced here out of landfills and incinerators, composting or recycling instead. There's a long way to go. Currently, just around 20% of waste is diverted. A citywide curbside compost pickup program is in the works, but may be a ways off. In the meantime, there are plans for 7 more home composting workshops in the next few months. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.